All right, so today we're gonna dive into this whole virtual co-working thing, see if it's all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about maybe joining a virtual co-working space myself.
Oh, really?
And I found this excerpt titled "A Balancing Act: Weighing the Pros and Cons of Virtual Co-working."
Okay.
And thought it'd be fun to kind of pick it apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, see what's what.
See if it's right for you.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about joining one?
Maybe.
Okay.
So what is this whole virtual co-working thing anyway?
Well, it's like, imagine a regular co-working space, but online.
Okay.
You've got your shared calendars,
Huh.
your virtual water coolers,
I like the sound of that.
right? And even online events. So you
Oh,
don't feel so isolated.
I was just thinking, you know, one of the things I've been struggling with is
Yeah.
like getting out of the house, you know, feeling
Yeah.
like I'm part of something.
Yeah.
So that sounds kind of cool. And this excerpt actually talks about how flexible virtual co-working is. You can work from anywhere.
Anytime,
You don't have to commute.
which would be
Now,
amazing.
what time for you?
You know, I could pick up my kids from school
You could.
without having to rush back to the office.
Exactly. And, you know, you've said how important that work-life balance
Oh,
is.
it's huge.
So huge.
It could be a game changer.
You know what else this excerpt mentioned?
What's that?
That virtual co-working is way cheaper than like r renting an office.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
think about all the money I could save. No
Exact.
more expensive leases, no
Rent.
more gas money every day. I could finally take those pottery classes I've been wanting to.
There you go.
Right.
It's attractive to a lot of different people,
Yeah.
freelancers, startups, even big companies,
Wow.
because it saves them
And
money.
it's not just about the money.
What else?
This article talks about connecting with people from all over the world.
Yeah, a global community.
Imagine brainstorming with someone in Tokyo or
Yeah.
working with a designer in Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be incredible.
And it's valuable to
Yeah.
get all those different perspectives.
You know, because you're always talking about thinking outside the box,
Yes.
coming up with new ideas.
New
And I've
ideas.
always wanted to break into the international market. So
This could help you do that.
this could be the key, right?
Uh-oh.
What's the catch?
You know, it can't all be sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
This excerpt also mentions some downsides,
Okay.
like the lack of in-person interaction. I
Yeah.
mean, virtual water coolers are cool and all, but it's not the same as grabbing coffee with a colleague.
It's
You
true.
know what I mean?
We're social creatures. We need that face to face.
And you know what else they talk about in here?
What's that?
Zoom fatigue.
Oh,
I
yeah.
thought that was just like, you know, being tired of video calls.
It's more than that. Studies show it actually affects your focus. It
Really?
makes you more stressed
Wow.
because you're constantly looking at a screen
I could see that.
and you feel like you have to be on all the time. I hate that feeling. Okay, and then there are the distractions at home. You know, like
Laundry.
the laundry, the
Yeah,
dishes,
face juice.
that urge to suddenly reorganize my entire kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
How do you think I'd handle that?
It's a good question, especially with your family around.
Yeah.
Well, this excerpt suggests setting boundaries, minimize distractions, have a dedicated workspace, set work hours, and talk to your family about what you need.
That makes sense.
Well,
And let's not forget about technical difficulties.
oh, yeah, the joys of technology.
Throws and screens.
Shut calls.
Can you hear me now? It's a
It
nightmare.
can definitely be frustrating.
So, what's the verdict?
Well, it's not perfect,
Right.
but it's not all bad either.
So it's like a framework.
Yeah, like a toolbox. You pick the tools you need.
Okay.
There are platforms for just socializing. Others have accountability partners or even virtual office hours with mentors.
So many choices. So basically, virtual co-working
Yeah.
offers a ton of flexibility,
Yeah.
saves you money,
Saves you money.
but it can also be isolating and distracting.
And don't forget the tech issues.
Right. So here's something to think about,
Okay.
knowing all this and thinking about your own needs. How would you create your ideal virtual co-working experience? What would be most important to you? And how would you deal with potential problems? We've given you the info. Now it's up to you to create your perfect virtual workspace.